The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There may be temporary defeats. There may be temporary setbacks. There may be problems in your life. But God is still in control. He is still the Adonai. He is still the sovereign God. He is still the one who will set all things right.
This is Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley. Today's message, a series in the book of Daniel. One, part two. Enjoy, and remember you can always catch up with past messages and stay up to date with Hope Lives 365 and Pastor Mark by going to hopelives365.com. And now, Pastor Mark Finley.
So Babylon was the leading nation, and its capital, Babylon, was the leading city in the world at that time. Daniel and his friends were ushered into this feast. Now imagine it. Imagine it, a lush banquet hall. Everything on that table to tempt the eye, delight the taste. And that food is offered to Bel-Marduk, the Babylonian god of the temple. And there, Daniel and his friends are invited. Eat, eat, in honor of the king. What happens? First, there's a ceremony. Verse 6, now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now in the Bible, names represent something. Daniel, that name literally meant the God of justice and judgment, the God is my vindicator. Hananiah, that means the Lord is gracious unto me. See, names meant something. When little Hananiah was running around, his little boy Henny, his mama would say, Henny, always remember your name, Hananiah. The Lord is gracious unto me. Whatever happens, Mishael, godlike. We get the name Michael from that, godlike. And Azariah, the Lord's my helper. So these Hebrews, when they're in captivity to Babylon, taken over 1,500 miles from Jerusalem to Babylon, Daniel, God's my judge, he's my vindicator, he's my defender, he's my refuge, he's going to make all things right. Hananiah, even in captivity, even in bondage, the Lord's gracious unto me. Mishael, I always want to be like God, reflect his honesty, his integrity, his steadfast loyalty. Azariah, the Lord's my helper, even in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar knew he needed to do something about the names, so he began the brainwashing process. They're ushered into the banquet hall of Babylon, and Nebuchadnezzar gives them new names. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names as they come in. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar, what does that mean? Keeper of the hid treasures of Bel. What are the hid treasures of Bel? They are the articles that are stolen from the sanctuary. Daniel, your name is not Daniel. God's my judge and vindicator. Your name is Belteshazzar, the keeper of the hid treasures of Bel. Where's your God now, Daniel? Where is he? Where is he, Daniel? Jerusalem's destroyed, in ruins. My armies have conquered. There's another God, that's Bel-Marduk. You will be, Daniel, the keeper of the hid treasures of Bel. And Hananiah, your name's not the Lord is gracious unto me, but your name is Shadrach, inspiration of the sun. It's the sun God that's gracious unto you. And Mishael, to Meshach, Meshach, you are now belonging to the goddess of Sheba. And Azariah, Azariah, your name is not God is my helper, but you are now Abednego. And the word Abednego means servant of Nebo. So what Nebuchadnezzar does is he changes the names from the true God to worshipers of all of his false gods. and they're introduced there at this banquet at the start of the 3 years of education to change their minds, to brainwash them. That's their goal. That's Nebuchadnezzar's goal. But here, he spreads out his banquet before them. And on that table, everything to delight the taste, everything to impress the eye. On that table, there are all kind of meats and flesh foods and wine and so forth. But notice what the Bible says, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince, chief of the eunuchs, that he might not defile himself. Why wouldn't Daniel participate in that and take that food? Three reasons. One, it was offered to idols, and to take the food would be to acknowledge the supremacy of the idol over the true God. He wouldn't do that. Number two, there was unclean food there that Daniel could not take and be faithful to God. He didn't want to be disobedient to God, because remember in Leviticus chapter 11, it talks about not eating any animal product that does not split the hoof and does not chew the cud. And pork would have been on that table. It would have been a contrary to Jewish identity. In fact, today, it's wise to follow those health principles of God. Did you know that pork is the highest meat in fat? And did you know that one of the great problems today with things like bacon is that it's so cured that it contributes to, in that processed food, a host of diseases, including heart disease and cancer, etc. So it would be well to take Daniel's position and purpose in our heart not to defile ourselves. The third reason he wouldn't do that is this. He wanted to keep his body in good health. First, he wouldn't worship heathen gods. Second, he wouldn't disobey the word of God. And thirdly, he wanted to keep his body in good health. You know, throughout scripture, there are those admonitions to present our body as a living sacrifice to God. Let's look at a couple of those texts. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the things that we put in it can either defile it or they can build it up. They can either break it down or build it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own? Some people say, my body is mine. I can do whatever I want with it. Not at all. Our bodies are a temple, not a funhouse. Verse 20. For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Here is the great appeal to glorify God in our bodies. The things we take into our body dramatically affect us. If you have a poor quality of blood that goes to the brain, the Holy Spirit is less likely to communicate with the brain. And it's difficult to understand the messages of the Spirit. If we defile our bodies, we open ourselves up to the lifestyle diseases that are so prevalent in our society, heart disease, cancer, etc. You remember what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12. Paul is talking to the Christian believers, Christian community. And he says, for Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, I beseech you, I urge you, I plead with you, Paul says, therefore, brothers, and of course, sisters, by the mercies of God, that is through the grace of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You see where it says bodies there? The Greek word for bodies is somata. It means the sum of all your being, your mental, your physical, your spiritual life. So what Paul is saying here is, I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you. Present your bodies, present your minds, present the whole being to God. That is what Daniel did. Back to Daniel chapter 1, Daniel 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposes in his heart that what? He would not defile himself. Now, notice as he purposed in his heart. What's another word for purpose? Daniel decided. Daniel determined. Purposes in his heart. Now, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the heart is a symbol of the mind, the thinking process. Let's look at a couple passages on that. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. The Bible says, Daniel purposed in his heart. Notice Proverbs 4, 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In other words, keep your mind. Do not sacrifice your mind to be conformed to the things of this world. Keep your mind with all diligence. Daniel purposed in his heart. He decided in his mind that he would be faithful to God. Had Daniel compromised in that point, God could not have used him in the future. In the world that we live in, the devil is manipulating the mind through mass media, through social media. The devil is manipulating the mind through DVDs, through television. He wants us to be conformed to the things of this world. That's why Paul says, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12, verse 2. That's why Paul says in Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2, set not your affection on things on this earth, but on things above, on things above. So Daniel purposes in his heart. He decides in his mind. Look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Have you made a decision in your mind? Have you settled it that you will do nothing in your life that is displeasing to God? Have you settled it in the recesses of your soul that all you want in life to do is to please God? Some Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So the devil wants to capture our thinking processes. Daniel would not compromise. Men and women living in the last days of Earth's history who make a decision not to compromise will be blessed by God.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Finley. We thank you for listening and hope you're enjoying today's message. Our mission is to attractively present the Christ-centered biblical truths of Scripture in a practical, relevant way to people around the world so that they may experience the abundant life that Christ offers and effectively share with confidence His life-changing truths with others. You can support this ministry and help us reach even more by going to hopelives365.com/donate. And now, back to Pastor Mark Finley.
Men and women living in the last days of Earth's history who make a decision not to compromise will be blessed by God. They will be blessed by God. The blessings of God, the favor of God, comes upon those who determine in their hearts to serve God. So Daniel purposes. Now look, verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill with the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel was not belligerent. Daniel was not arrogant. Daniel was not rebellious. Daniel knew how to develop relationships with people. And he had been talking to this prince of the eunuchs. He had been talking to the chief steward. Daniel had good favor with this man. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord king, verse 10, who's appointed you food and drink. Why should he see faces looking worse than young men who are your age? I'd endanger my head before the king. In other words, king, Daniel, I'm afraid. Because if I don't give you the king's best diet, if I don't do that, and you are weak, and your complexion is sallow and pale, Daniel, if I don't do that, if I don't give the best diet, it's my head, Daniel. And then Daniel is a wise man. Daniel says, look, why don't you do it this way? Verse 12, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Daniel said, look, let me be a plant-based vegetarian. And the king's servant probably blinked his eyes and said, what? You're going to be weaker. You're going to be weaker. Why do you want to do that? But Daniel wanted to trust God. It's interesting today how science is demonstrating that a plant-based vegetarian diet helps us to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer. Did you know many athletes were actually looking into a plant-based diet because they figured it encouraged their endurance and it strengthened them? It's kind of funny. I read about one of the major National Football League teams who, you know, the linemen are big, bulky. They went on a plant-based diet because they felt it would make them faster. You say, well, don't you get weak on a plant-based diet? Look at the elephant. The elephant eats a plant-based diet. Look how strong they are. You know, I read a funny story once. There was a meat company that sponsored a race there in Colorado up Pikes Peak every year. But a vegetarian won it for 2 or 3 years in a row. So they ceased doing that race. Now, don't misunderstand me. The Bible allows us to eat meat. It tells us that after the flood, the human race could eat meat, certainly not the unclean meats. But if you want the best possible diet, eat as many fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables as possible. Go back to the Eden diet. You know, my wife and I have been plant-based vegetarians for many, many years, and she's running a marathon. Did you know that? My wife, 79 years old. She ran her first marathon at 70, and she's running another marathon this year, January 28, 79 years old. She's going to run again. So you talk about energy. God has given her that energy. Now, we better get back to the book of Daniel and away from marathons, right? So the chief steward, verse 14, consents with them in this matter, and he tests them 4 days, 10 days, 10 days. So what happens at the end of 10 days? Verse 15, at the end of 10 days, their countenance appears better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. So the steward took away their portion of delicacies, and they were allowed to eat, verse 16, and that they were to drink water only, of course, and the wine that they were to drink was taken away, and he gave them vegetables. Now, they honored God. And I want you to see three times that God is on center stage in Daniel 1. First, God is on center stage in chapter 2, where the Lord gives Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into Nebuchadnezzar's hand. But he's the sovereign Lord, and he has a plan. What is his plan? To allow the Hebrew worthies to go to Babylon. He would be with them as they made a decision to be faithful to him, and he would bring them in favor to influence the entire nation of Babylon with the things of God. Now, God is on center stage a second time here when you look at verse 17. It says, as for the four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. Daniel had visions and dreams. Now, there are three times that God is on center stage. First, God allows Nebuchadnezzar to overthrow Jerusalem. He has a purpose. Second time God is on, and that's verse 2. Second time God is on center stage is verse 9. We had mentioned it earlier, but I want to go back to it. God brings Daniel into favor and goodwill. So God's working in Daniel's life. Daniel purposes in heart to serve God. God's working in his life. Third time God is on center stage here is in verse 17, when God gives them knowledge, skill, and all the literature and wisdom. Here's one of the major lessons that for tonight. There are a number of lessons, but here's a couple of the major ones. First, whatever environment you find yourself in, you can serve God. Maybe your home is chaos, and maybe there's nobody else in your home that serves God. You can serve God. If Daniel can serve God in Babylon, you can serve God where you are. Maybe you work with a lot of ungodly people around you. You can serve God. You can purpose in your heart to serve God. In a culture of our day that is like Babylon, with alcohol flowing, people destroying their bodies, with the music playing, with sexual immorality blatantly put across the screen that we have, when it seems so difficult, you can purpose in your heart, by the grace of God and through his strength, to serve him. That's the first lesson. Secondly, when we make a decision to serve God, he blesses us in incredible ways. God will do more for your life than you can possibly imagine. When we make a decision and purpose in our heart to serve God, like Daniel, we're incredibly blessed. Look what happens at the end of our chapter. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now they're coming in for their comprehensive exams as they have finished 3 years in the University of Babylon. What happens? Verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in Israel. 10 times better. 10 times better. When we determine in our hearts to serve God, there's a blessing upon our life. The favor of God is upon our life. And God opens doors of opportunity that we can't imagine. Had Daniel compromised, he would have missed out on amazing opportunities that God led him to be an influence to the entire kingdom of Babylon. God has something special to do with your life, my friend. God has big plans for you. God has blessings for you that you cannot imagine. And as you make a decision in your heart to serve God and not to live a life of self-aggrandizement, not to live a life, a greedy life of compromising, and not to live that kind of life, but to live a life of faithfulness to God, he'll bless your life. Look how the chapter ends. One verse, small verse, few words, but so powerful. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Nebuchadnezzar rises and falls. His son rises and falls. His grandson rises and falls, but Daniel continues. The nation of Babylon one day is defeated by the Persians, and it goes into the dust, but Daniel continues. One day, the Babylon of this world is going to collapse. One day, the earth will shake. One day, lightning will flash from the east to the west. One day, every mountain and island will be moved out of their places. One day, buildings will tumble down. One day, Jesus will come. The dead in Christ will be resurrected. The living righteous will be caught up together with them with immortal bodies to meet Christ in the air. One day, like Babylon of old, this world will be destroyed by the glory of God. But one day, Christ will create a new heavens and a new earth. And we can live with him forever and ever and ever. Daniel continued from Babylon to meet a Persia, and we can continue as well. In a new kingdom, in a new world, open your heart tonight to purpose deep within the citadel of your soul, deep within the recesses of your mind, to worship the true God and never to compromise. And God will bless your life in ways you can't imagine.
You've been listening to Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley. We hope you've enjoyed today's message and remind you that you can find more in our many ministry resources at hopelives365.com. And you can support this ministry by going to hopelives365.com/donate. And now, a final thought from Pastor Mark.
Whatever environment you find yourself in, you can serve God. If Daniel can serve God in Babylon, you can serve God where you are. Maybe you work with a lot of ungodly people around you. You can serve God. You can purpose in your heart to serve God. In a culture of our day that is like Babylon, when it seems so difficult, you can purpose in your heart by the grace of God and through His strength to serve Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for His goodness and grace to us. Thank you that you give us the power to purpose in our hearts to serve God, that you convict us of what's right and what's wrong, and you empower us to live these godly lives. Oh, my Father, help every single one of us purpose in our hearts to serve you in these last days of Earth's history. In Christ's name, amen. Be sure to tell your friends about these Bible studies on Wednesday night. Next week, I'm going to study with you an amazing prophecy. And the prophecy that I'm going to study with you next week is this. It's a prophecy that explains the history of Europe today. It traces the four great nations that would rule the world. In addition to that, it explains the exploding conflict we have in the Middle East. And I'll show you exactly next week the future of Europe, the future of the Middle East. Don't miss it. Don't miss it at all. We'll see you next week, same time. God bless you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.